Welcome to this brawl. Connection established.
Today we're building the blueprint every enterprise architect should have on the wall. 9 security layers. 9 best-in-class tools, and exactly how attackers chain them together into a kill chain. If you're securing a hybrid environment with on-prem and cloud running side by side, this is your architecture guide. The hybrid enterprise attack surface. The hybrid enterprise. On-premises data centers operating alongside cloud workloads is now the dominant architecture for organizations above 1,000 employees. According to Flexera's 2024 State of the Cloud report, 89% of enterprises operate hybrid environments, up from 82% in 2022. This isn't a transitional state. It's the permanent operating model for most large organizations. The 9 security layers in a hybrid architecture are Network Perimeter and NGFW, the boundary between trusted and untrusted networks. On-prem via physical firewalls. Cloud via virtual appliances and VPC security groups. Cloud security, CNAPP, workload protection. Configuration management and runtime security for IaaS/PaaS/containers. Identity and PAM, the control plane for authentication, authorization, and privileged credential management across both environments. Endpoint protection, sensors on every workstation, server, and virtual machine. The last line before execution. Email and messaging, the most common initial access vector, requiring pre-delivery filtering and post-delivery remediation. API security, the connective tissue between services, and the fastest growing attack surface. Web application and distributed denial of service protection, application layer filtering and volumetric attack absorption. SIM and SOC operations, the nerve center that correlates signals from all other layers. Data security and DLP, classification, access monitoring and exfiltration prevention at the crown jewels. Each layer exists as a distinct attack surface because of fundamental design decisions. Network perimeters assume IP-based trust boundaries that cloud's ephemeral addressing undermines. Identity systems were designed for single domain forests, not federated multi-cloud. APIs were built for machine-to-machine communication with implicit trust between services. These protocol assumptions create exploitable gaps at every layer. The critical difference in hybrid, on-premises controls typically rely on network segmentation and perimeter enforcement, while cloud controls must be identity-centric and API-driven. When attackers cross the boundary, pivoting from a compromised on-prem endpoint to cloud IAM, or from a misconfigured cloud workload to on-prem lateral movement via VPN, they exploit the trust stitching between environments. The control planes are different, the logging formats are different, and the security teams are often different. That's why hybrid is harder. Here's my take on this. Hybrid isn't twice as hard as single environment security. It's exponentially harder. Because every layer now has TU implementations with different trust models, and attackers only need to find the seam. Documented breaches across the stack. Let's examine 5 documented breaches that illustrate how attackers exploit different layers and chain them together. SolarWinds Orion, 2020, initial access via supply chain compromise of network management software, layer 1 quarter, followed by credential theft and identity pivot to Azure AD, layer 3, lateral movement to email systems, layer 5, and data exfiltration. Entry point, endpoint/network, pivot, identity, exfil, email/data. The attackers persisted for 9+ months across hybrid infrastructure. Microsoft Exchange Proxy Logon/ProxyShell, 2021, CVE 2021-26855, and related vulnerabilities allowed initial access via web application layer, layer 7, with attackers deploying web shells for persistence, layer 4, then harvesting credentials from LSAS, layer 3, for domain-wide compromise. Over 30,000 organizations were compromised. Uber, 2022. social engineering via MFA fatigue over messaging, layer 5. Followed by VPN access to network, layer 1. Credential harvest from PowerShell scripts, layer 3. And access to cloud infrastructure including Sentinel logs, layer 8. The attacker, a teenager, accessed nearly every internal system. Optus, 2022, unauthenticated API endpoint exposed customer data, layer 6. Resulting in 9.8 million records exfiltrated. No authentication, no rate limiting. Direct path to data layer 9. Classic API misconfiguration leading to mass data breach. MOVEit Transfer, 2023, SQL injection and file transfer application, layer 7, exploited by CL0P ransomware group. Leading to direct data exfiltration, layer 9, from over 2,500 organizations. The vulnerability, CVE-2023-34362, bypassed application controls entirely. The pattern is consistent. Email and web applications remain the dominant initial access vectors. Identity is the universal pivot point, and APIs are increasingly the exfiltration channel. The SolarWinds and Uber breaches demonstrate the full kill chain traversal. Initial access. Persistence. Credential access. Lateral movement and exfiltration. Touching 5+ layers each. Here's my take on this. Email and identity are the two layers that appear in nearly every major breach. Email as entry. Identity as pivot. Yet most enterprises still treat email security as a commodity and identity as an IT operations problem, not a security architecture problem. The attacker's path, chaining layers into a kill chain. As an authorized red team engagement, here's how we would chain all 9 layers against a hypothetical hybrid enterprise. A financial services firm with on-prem core banking and AWS/Azure cloud workloads. Every technique maps to MITRE ATT and CK. Phase 1, initial access via email, layer 5. We craft a spear phishing email targeting the CFO's executive assistant. Embedding a macro-enabled Excel document. Technique, phishing, spear phishing attachment. The document uses a template injection technique to pull a remotely hosted payload, bypassing static signature detection. Phase 2, endpoint persistence, layer 4. Once executed, we deploy a Cobalt Strike beacon using process hollowing. We establish persistence via scheduled task. Phase 3, credential harvest and identity pivot, layer 3. We dump credentials from LSAS using Mimikatz. Capturing a domain admin's NTLM hash. We then perform pass the hash for lateral movement. Phase 4, lateral movement to on-prem network, layer 1. Using the domain admin credentials, we pivot to the core banking segment via RDP. The network perimeter between corporate and banking segments relies on firewall rules that permit RDP from privileged admin workstations. A common legacy exception. Phase 5. Cloud pivot via misconfigured IAM/API, layers 2, 3, 6. We discover an on-prem service account with Azure AD sync permissions. Using the sync credentials, we authenticate to Azure and enumerate IAM. We find an overprivileged service principal with role across all subscriptions. We discover an internal API gateway with an exposed Swagger endpoint and no authentication on staging endpoints. Phase 6, data discovery and exfiltration, layer 6, 9. We enumerate S3 buckets using the compromise service principle. Discovering customer PII in an unencrypted bucket with overly permissive IAM policies. We exfiltrate via HTTPS to avoid DLP detection. Phase 7, where each layer could have stopped us. Email, layer 5. Sandbox detonation of the macro document would have flagged the template injection behavior. Endpoint, layer 4. Behavioral EDR should have detected LSAS access and process hollowing. Identity, layer 3. Privileged access workstations, pause, and just-in-time access would have prevented credential reuse. Network, layer 1. Zero trust network access, ZTNA, instead of VPN would have required per-session authentication. Cloud, Layer 2, CAMP scanning would have flagged the overprivileged service principal. API, Layer 6, API gateway authentication enforcement would have blocked the staging endpoint abuse. SIM, Layer 8, correlation of the unusual sequence. Email delivery endpoint execution credential access cloud authentication. Should have triggered high severity alert. Data, Layer 9, data classification and access monitoring would have alerted on bulk PII access. Here's my take on this. Red teams find gaps most often at the identity to cloud boundary. Specifically, overprivileged service accounts sync from on-prem to cloud that nobody owns, nobody monitors, and nobody ever rotates. It's the seam between two worlds, and it's usually wide open. Securing every layer, the defense architecture. Layer 1, network perimeter and NGFW. Primary control, Zero Trust Network Access, ZTNA, replacing legacy VPN. With application layer inspection at all segment boundaries. MITRE mitigation, filter network traffic. NIST CSF, network integrity. Configuration, implement micro-segmentation with deny all default policies. Require identity-based authentication for every network flow, not just perimeter entry. Enable TLS 1.3 inspection with certificate pinning exceptions only for documented applications. Log and alert, denied flows, policy violations, certificate anomalies, geographic impossibilities. Alert on any east-west traffic between segments that bypasses inspection. Layer 2, Cloud Security, CNAPP. Primary control, Continuous Cloud Security Posture Management, CSPM, with runtime workload protection. Syscontrol, secure configuration. MITRE, audit. Configuration, enforce infrastructure as code scanning in CI/CD pipelines. Block deployments with critical misconfigurations. Enable runtime container security with drift detection. Log and alert, IAM policy changes. Public exposure of storage. Privilege escalation attempts. Anomalous API calls the cloud control plane. Layer 3, identity and PAM. Primary control, just-in-time, JIT, privileged access with session recording and automatic credential rotation. NIST CSF, identities and credentials. MITRE, privileged account management. Configuration, eliminate standing privileges. Require MFA for all human access and certificate-based authentication for service accounts. Implement privileged access workstations, PAWS, for Tier 0 administration. Log and alert, privilege escalation, off-hours access. Access from new devices slash locations. Failed MFA attempts exceeding threshold. Layer 4, endpoint protection. Primary control, behavioral EDR with memory protection and credential guard. MITRE, behavior prevention on endpoint. Syscontrol, malware defenses. Configuration, enable credential guard to protect LSAS. Deploy application control, allow listing, on sensitive systems. Require EDR on all endpoints including servers and VDI. Log and alert, LSAS access. Process injection. Persistence mechanisms, scheduled tasks. Registry run keys. Lateral movement indicators. Layer 5, email and messaging. Primary control, pre-delivery sandboxing with URL rewriting and post-delivery clawback. MITRE, user training, plus antivirus slash anti-malware. NIST CSF, awareness. Configuration, detonate all attachments in sandbox before delivery. Rewrite all URLs for time-of-click analysis. Enable automatic remediation to remove delivered threats from all mailboxes. Log and alert, malicious attachment detonations, URL click patterns. Impersonation attempts, BEC indicators. Layer 6, API security. Primary control, runtime API discovery with behavioral anomaly detection and authentication enforcement. MITRE, network segmentation. OWASP API Security Top 10 Coverage. Configuration. Discover all APIs, shadow and documented. Enforce authentication on every endpoint. Implement rate limiting and anomaly detection for business logic abuse. Log and alert, authentication failures. Excessive data retrieval. Parameter tampering. Access pattern anomalies. Layer 7, web application and distributed denial of service. Primary control. Application layer WAF with bot management and volumetric distributed denial of service absorption. MITRE, exploit protection. Syscontrol, application layer filtering. Configuration, deploy WAF in blocking mode with tuned rule sets. Enable bot management to distinguish legitimate automation from malicious. Implement rate limiting at application layer. Log and alert, OWASP top 10 attack patterns, bot scores. Volumetric attack indicators. Origin server errors. Layer 8, SIEM and SOAK. Primary control, centralized log aggregation with cross-layer correlation and automated response. NIST CSF, event correlation. MITRE, network intrusion prevention. Configuration, ingest logs from ALA all 8 all. Build detection rules that correlate multi-layer attack sequences. Implement SOAR playbooks for automated containment. Log and alert, cross-layer attack chains. Privilege escalation sequences. Data exfiltration indicators. Impossible travel. Layer 9, data security and DLP. Primary control, data classification with access monitoring and exfiltration prevention. NIST CSF, data at rest protection. MITRE, data loss prevention. Configuration, classify sensitive data automatically. Monitor access patterns with behavioral analytics. Block bulk data transfers via unapproved channels. Log and alert, sensitive data access by unusual users. Bulk downloads. Access outside business hours. Data movement to unapproved destinations. Integration is critical. SIEM must ingest signals from identity to correlate authentication with actions. Endpoints, to tie users to machines, and data security, to detect exfiltration. Without this integration, you're correlating noise. Here's my take on this. If I'm setting up a greenfield hybrid enterprise today, my first architectural decision is, identity is the control plane, not the network. Every other layer. NGFW. Cloud security. Endpoint. Data. Must integrate with identity for enforcement. Network segmentation is necessary but insufficient. Identity is the connective tissue of zero trust. Before I wrap up, my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. The hybrid enterprise attack surface is not 9 isolated problems. It is one interconnected kill chain. Takeaway 2. Most breaches chain at least 3 layers, initial access, email/endpoint. Lateral movement, identity/network, and exfiltration, API/data. Takeaway 3. Zero trust architecture is the connective tissue. Every layer must enforce least privilege. Verify explicitly, and assume breach. Takeaway 4. API security is the fastest growing attack surface in hybrid environments and the most underinvested layer in most organizations. Takeaway 5. A SIEM/SOAK that doesn't ingest signals from all 9 layers is flying blind. Integration is the multiplier. That's the full hybrid enterprise defense stack. From network perimeter to data layer. With the identity control plane holding it all together. Remember, your adversaries don't see 9 separate problems. They see one interconnected attack surface. Your architecture needs to match that reality. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with a Z, at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant. Stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.